Goramagans Kahirla. Minister, this is around the Scalwara National School, Milford. I would have discussed this with you earlier in the year. This is a school that really is not fit for purpose in terms of the buildings. My God, in terms of education, it's the opposite. A tremendous education, but it's in conditions that are just unacceptable. It's a landlocked site. It's a very dangerous site on the junction of different roads. Buildings in the 1950s, totally inadequate in every way. They've secured a new site, and I understand they met you recently, and I'm just looking for an update on your perspectives. Thanks, Minister.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, thanks very much, Deputy. Just the school in question has received approval in principle for a building project under the Department's Additional School Accommodation, or the ASA scheme. The project will provide for two mainstream classrooms and two special education teaching rooms. This project is currently at stage three, which is the tender stage. The project is one of close to 90 projects with a total value of approximately £800 million that I recently announced would proceed from tender to construction during 2024 or very early in 2025. In addition, at the school under reference, further approval was provided under the ASA scheme in 2022 for modular accommodation to provide one mainstream classroom and two special education tuition rooms. In early 23, the brief for the school was reviewed and a further special education needs classroom was added to the scope. I am pleased to advise that this project is now largely complete and occupied, with just some external works remaining to be finalised. I can confirm also to the Deputy that the Department is in receipt of a letter dated the 28th of February 24 from the Board of Management of the school in question in relation to the acquisition of a greenfield site by the school. Furthermore, an application for capital funding for development of this greenfield site was received on the 21st of May, just gone, 2024. I would note that the level of additional accommodation already being progressed for the school under reference, both under the modular and traditional build ASA programme, is a very significant investment in the existing school and will greatly improve the teaching and learning environment. Modular accommodation being provided to schools today is high quality, robust and durable. All new buildings, including modular buildings, are required to meet the near zero energy building standard, which ensures high levels of energy efficiency, thermal performance and sustainability. Since 2020, the Department has invested over £4.8 billion in our schools throughout the country, involving the completion of over 800 school building projects and with construction currently underway at approximately 300 other projects. This is a record level investment in our schools and highlights the Government's very strong track record of delivery in providing additional capacity and modern facilities to school communities. In Donegal alone, in the last number of years since this Government came into being, the Department has invested more than £136 million in school infrastructure and completed 42 school building projects. As of the end of April, a further 23 projects were in construction in County Donegal and 8 at tender stage. I can confirm, as you've said, I actually visited that school and I did have the opportunity, as you referenced, to meet with the school, with Minister McConnell Logue and with Senator Niall Blaney. I am very conscious and aware of, as you've outlined yourself and as you said, Deputy, the application that they've made to the Department, and that's been given due consideration by the Department.
Minister, as you say yourself, you have visited the school. You've seen it firsthand, the conditions in the school. Now, the Board of Management are very adamant that when they engage with your department, they were assured that if they applied for these additional modular buildings, that it would not impact on their application for a new school. And what they're really frustrated about now is that when they're asking about being included in a school capital programme, the response from your department is around these modular buildings. And they were always assured that that would not mitigate. Now, not only that, I think it's extraordinary that they've found an alternative site at no cost to the state. This site is in the control boundaries of Milford Town. It would be ideally located. So I think it's an exceptional offer. But the school buildings are totally inadequate for modern education. And I'm sure you'd agree, having seen it for yourself, Minister, and I would appeal to you to please include the school in that capital programme.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks very much, Deputy. And look, I absolutely appreciate the case that you're making, and you make it very well. and I want to acknowledge the case also being made by Minister McConnell Logue and Senator Niall Blaney. I have met with the board and I've met with the principal, and I acknowledge the great work that they do there every single day. I'd also have to say to you that it was only at the end of February that the department received acknowledgement of the availability of the site. And then it was only just last week, the 21st of May, that the department received the application for capital funding to develop the Greenfield site. So, look, that will have to be considered. It will have to be considered in relation to the needs of the school, also in the needs, right across, I suppose, the country in terms of the availability of funding immediately to the department. And that is quite considerable funding, as I've said, more than $4.8 billion over the last 4 years. I just recently announced another $800 million for 90 projects that were moving from tender to construction this year and at the very start of 2025. So, look, there has been enormous investment. Particularly, there's been a lot of investment in Donegal. And, we'll have to allow the department the time to facilitate them to look at what's been proposed. Yeah.
Thank you, Minister.
Thanks, Minister. I would acknowledge that there's been a good bit of good news in terms of schools in Donegal, so I wouldn't begrudge you that assertion. But you will know, having visited this school, like, the conditions are not acceptable for modern education. They don't comply with anything in terms of, classroom sizes, toilet amenities, play amenities, in terms of special needs, children being educated in hallways. It just isn't acceptable. And I suppose that point is that they understood clearly that if they went down the path of modular buildings, it wouldn't impact. But the fact they've secured a new site, I think the thing that stood with me is I've rarely seen a school with such poor buildings that do not have light at the end of the tunnel, that do not have a clear pathway to a new school. They've told me they would knuckle down, get on with the conditions they have, if they knew a new school was coming down the line. So I suppose we're looking to give them hope, Minister, that that pathway is there, that they can endure these conditions for another couple of years till we get to the point they have the school they deserve, considering the tremendous education they provide.
Hannah.
Yeah, look, I do want to acknowledge that the department has been very cognizant of the needs of the schools, and it is for that reason that the school did receive approval for two mainstream classrooms, two special education teaching rooms, and that's currently at tender stage. So the department has recognise the challenges that the school has faced, and that was in addition to, I suppose, a further ASA, additional school accommodation scheme in 2022 for modular accommodation to provide a mainstream classroom and two special education tuition rooms. So the department has been cognizant of, the great work that's happening in that school every day, the delivery of education, the dedication to students and the need for appropriate facilities. And so this has been put in place between 2022 and, we'll say, currently. In reference to the site becoming available, in reference which notified to the department in the end of February, and the application which came in on the 21st of May for consideration to be on the capital funding, that will be considered in due course. Yeah. Thanks very much, Deputy. Thanks.